sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, aka Cookie, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing, Sarah?
Pretty good. Not hangry yet.
Not hangry yet. Okay, we'll get through this show. We record and stream live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Come and join us as this is an interactive show. Again, thank you to our viewers right now, Hakeem, Omega Wiltal, Lloyd. Thank you again for joining us. Our schedule, again, has been a little bit wonky, so it is right now Wednesday. Yeah. Hopefully, we're going to go back to our regular schedule on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But just go ahead and follow us on social media at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and Checkpoint XP, or Checkpoint underscore XP at Instagram. I totally forgot what my social media was.
You want to try that again?
Not Your Player 2 can be found on BeePodStudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. We would love to read on the show, bad or good. Our last review was, last Saturday, and it's Wednesday. Yes. I kind of doubt we would have a review, so, yeah sorry.
Oh, making me sad, folks. Come on! Yes.
So go ahead and leave us a review. Tell us what you think about it. I don't care if it's bad, because I do want to hear your criticisms about Not Your Player 2.
It's true. We can't improve without you, so.
Exactly. So coming up later on the podcast, we're going to talk about breastfeeding on Twitch streams. Is that... Ooh.
I think.
Possible? Mm. I don't know. We'll find out. But as usual, we're going to start out with the gaming news. So the Fortnite World Cup is done. It's over with. And the winner for the solos is Bugga. He wins $3 million.
Yeesh.
Wow. That is a lot of money. So even second, third, and fourth place each won like a little over $1 million. That's still a lot. And they're just teenagers. I think Bugga is like 16 years old.
Oh my gosh. What do you even do with that? Which I know has been like the question that the guys have been asking, but seriously, what do you do with that?
I have no idea. When you're a teenager, like, can he really touch that money now, or does it go to his parents?
That's actually a really good question. I don't know how they do that. I just got to say, I really hope his parents have set up some kind of account for him right now.
I hope so. Save it for college.
Yeah, seriously?
Buy all the games. That works. Fortnite also announced their championship series that's coming up in Season 10. So Season 10 actually starts tomorrow, August 1st. The champion series will also include money as prizes, and it'll be based on an online leadership board. In the beginning, Epic Games stated that they were going to give out $100 million for the whole year, and they've already given away $71 million. So,
yeesh.
Epic Games rolling in that money.
Apparently. They just don't know what to do with it. I mean, I'm glad they're giving it back to people, but yeesh.
They're just going to give us more money, which is fine. Just be good at Fortnite, yeah. Another esports tournament came on, I think, this past weekend. It was Farming Simulator 19.
I'm sorry, did you say Farming Simulator?
Yes, Farming Simulator 19.
Is it an esport?
It's an esport. So it happened at the FarmCon, basically.
There's a FarmCon? What's FarmCon?
Am I just mind-blowing you right now?
I know that they have like freaking dating sites for farmers. I didn't know there was a whole FarmCon.
There is a whole FarmCon. So, The whole point of Farming Simulator esports is basically you got to bale out your hay, you got to grow your wheat, and have the most baled hay and wheat, and whoever gets the most points wins. So, the winner, it was Team Trelleborg, and it was like a three-person team. They won £2,000, £500 of Natrado voucher, so basically it's a server rental company, and then three Logitech keyboards was their prize.
I mean, that's pretty good, actually, for a farming simulator
game.
It's not $3 million, but if they gave away $3 million, I don't know what I would do with myself.
But, yes, to win, they have to bail all the hay, but at least they have prizes. But you got to listen to the commentary of this esports. This is freaking hilarious. Let me go ahead and play it. All the clips are on twitch.tv/, I think, a giant software. Let me play this clip here.
4:10.
We've seen no mishaps, no accidents, nothing gets stuck, trapped,
no.
Rolled over.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
That's a problem. That hasn't happened before. Oh, no.
This could be it. This could be detrimental to... Wow. Is the conveyor belt broken forever?
That could be a big problem.
Maybe they're going to just have to use the door underneath. Is it still stuck?
So basically, a hail. I said hay and bale at the same time. A hay bale got stuck in one of the conveyor belts to go up there, and it's like, oh my god, that's so detrimental.
So British.
I know, it's very golf terminity. So terminity, if that's a word. I'm guessing farming esports is just going to be like the golf tournament of esports.
Is it going to be that popular?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's so funny because it's basically the game is like the setup of StarCraft, and that's the game. It'd be like if StarCraft was just about putting up your bases and that was it. That's all this is.
Anyway. Yeah, check out the clips. It was very amusing to watch. I just don't know. It's not exciting, but it's very amusing. Other news, Pokemon Go surpasses 1 billion downloads since its release July 2016. They recently released that Team Rocket and Shadow Pokemon at Pokestops. Are you still playing Pokemon Go right now?
Not rarely, although, I said not rarely, the opposite of that, not often. Although we just recently, it was so funny, we were walking down to some kind of Saturday event, and on our way we found some people our age that were like, can you help us with a gym battle? So we agreed, and that was probably the first time I'd open up Pokemon in probably a couple of months. So no, not as often as I used to, for sure. That's just because I kind of prefer to play Pokemon like when it's community days with other people, as opposed to trying to remember by myself to get the Pokestops. It doesn't help that I live in a dead zone, so.
Yeah, that's very true. I live in a dead zone, too, so I don't open up Pokemon Go as much as I used to, only when I'm in the city, so, like, the Las Vegas Strip would probably be the best place to open up Pokemon Go. And also, I've been playing a lot of Dr. Mario World and Fate Grand Order, so...
She's got other phone mobile games.
I got
like
other mobile games, yes. Speaking of...
In between that is the Tetris.
Speaking of sales, the PS4 sold 1 million units altogether.
100 million?
Oh, 100 million. What did I say? 1 million.
1 million dollars, which isn't even that much. Yes, 100 million.
100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah. So that should be slowing down soon because the PS5 should be coming out next year, coming out or either announced or coming out, but very for sure announced next year for 2020. But there's also been rumors that there will be a possible price increase for the PS5 due to that tariff that the Trump administration did. And yeah,
that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I've been seeing rumors saying like the PS5 would be like $1,000, and I'm like,
oh,
I don't think anyone would spend a video game console for $1,000.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy. Unfortunately, I could see that, but that would be insane. I know they have already kind of talked about their worries about it, but yikes, that would kill the console industry right there.
It would, because like $1,000, you can get a better PC than just playing on console. So that kind of makes me sad because I was a console at heart, and I've been playing on my laptop more often with the controller still, but I don't
know. Sense.
We're gonna keep an eye out. PlayStation, please don't be $1,000.
Please don't. Whichever Xbox or PlayStation goes lower than $1,000 is gonna be the one that wins the console war this year. This time,
yeah. Though we'll see what Project Scarlet will come out to be more too for Xbox. I don't know. I'm not an Xbox person, but still, it's still fun to see what kind of competition there is, and you never know what steps they will take to be on top. Just like in the Nintendo Switch, you didn't think that Nintendo Switch would be back on top, or Nintendo would be back on top after the Wii.
I remember when the Switch was first, like, kind of just teased at, and I was like, there's no way this technology is going to work. I didn't believe them. I didn't believe they would actually make it work, and I was proven very wrong.
Yeah. So Pelican in the chat says, manufacture your stuff in the USA to bypass the tariffs, which is true, because the PlayStation is mostly made in China. So
yeah. Although that's still, I'm not sure if the prices would, they might lower a bit, which may produce that, but I actually don't know if it would lower as much as it could. So I'd be curious to see, but maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. It's the whole business side and stuff is just, it's.
There's a reason I didn't get a business degree.
Yeah, it's too much. Optic Knight announced this morning that she will be leaving Optic Gaming. So if you don't know who Optic Midnight is, she is a content creator on YouTube, and she's joined Optic Gaming 10 years ago. So she's she's been a face for that company as a content creator and director for Optic Gaming. She says that Optic Gaming are making their changes, which is true because they have been like bought in, and there's like have been like buying and trades going on lately. So but good luck to her. She's amazing at Call of Duty. So if you haven't seen her play before, check her out. So she's not going to have Optic Midnight. I think it's just going to be Midnight now.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
Checking back on Chiquita of the NBA 2K League. She's been doing well with the Warriors Gaming Squad. They won the Ticket and Turn tournaments earlier this year, and they made it to the semifinals for the championship league that's going on right now. The finals are taking place this Saturday, August 3rd. She actually announced that she's going to be making her own clothing line called Beyond Legendary, and the logo itself has a street art style. So I'm excited for this clothing style.
Yes, I'm trying to find what it looks like.
It's on her Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, I see that now. I'm trying to I want to see what this looks like.
Oh, she hasn't, you know, she
no
hasn't
pictures yet?
No pictures yet of her clothing brand.
Oh, I see now. I see the logo now.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks super sweet. I want to hear more. Tell me more, Chiquita.
What do you think it'll be? I think it'll be more like kind of like jogger types, like a Teo, or I think more t-shirts, hoodies.
Probably more t-shirt and hoodies, but if they had like actual, you know, what we call like esports clothing, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I love how everything has a hoodie. Like, I was looking at the Overwatch League shop. T-Mobile Tuesdays gave away a $25 off on a purchase at the Overwatch League shop, so I took advantage of it. But everything on the shop is like a long sleeve or a hoodie, and I'm like, I'm in Vegas where it's hot all the time.
That is
weird. I love hoodies, but I can't wear them here in Vegas, so I opted for a tank top.
Fair enough.
So, Chiquita, please make tank tops. And I'm sure you're going to make tank tops, right?
I mean, I'd be surprised if not. That's thankfully kind of a necessity when it comes to any kind of female-run clothing line I found.
Yes. Following up with the Fortnite World Cup, Ewok. Have you heard of Ewok before?
I don't think so, besides the Ewoks in Star Wars.
No. Oh, Sarah. You poor soul. You Star Wars junkie.
You said Ewok? What am I supposed to think it is?
My bad. I didn't think of that. It didn't link with me when I was writing this. But Ewok, she is actually a Twitch streamer, and she's only 13 years old. And she's also deaf. She has a disability. She's deaf. But she's very, very good at playing Fortnite. She's the fastest builder I've ever seen when watching her. I was like, wow, how do you play? She did show up at the Fortnite World Cup for the Pro-Am series. Her partner was Jordan Fisher. He acted out in Grease Live, and he's also on Dancing with the Stars right now. And they placed 25th. But she was actually recruited by FaZe Clan. She's going to be the first female member of FaZe Clan. So we'll see how they treat her, because I've been hearing some rumors that FaZe Clan treats their females But then again, that's rumors.
Just rumors. And she's only 13. So his mom is especially like, you better, or else, I mean, she's a child, technically.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah, it's very
congratulations, Ewok, for your accomplishment, for sure. And I hope to see you with more good things.
Yes, yes. And other female players.
Absolutely.
Anyways, coming up next, again, breastfeeding on Twitch streams?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So breastfeeding on Twitch streams, I did not know this happened. So apparently streamer, YouTube, and a model, Heather Kent, she goes by the name of Heather Effect. She was, you know, just sitting, chatting with her friend on stream, and she's, you know, a stay-at-home mom. She can't take off from Twitch as maternity leave because Twitch is her money, you know.
Yes, for Twitch doesn't have maternity leave. So.
Right, so Twitch is her job. It's her money income for her babies, right? So she's sitting there chatting, because just chatting apparently is a big category in Twitch right now, mm-hmm. where you just sit and talk with the viewers or talk with your friends. So she sits, she's sitting down with her friend, and she, you know, her kid's there, and she starts breastfeeding her. Her or him, I forgot the child's gender, but...
The baby.
And apparently it just got taken down just because of this. So, should breastfeeding be allowed on Twitch streams? Just a note. Breastfeeding is allowed to be public in all 50 states right now.
Regardless of how you feel about it, it is allowed.
And it's okay on Instagram too. I remember the whole debate on that as well.
Yeah. So it's not seen as some kind of, what are those charges called? Like, not being lewd, but like...
Nudity, public nudity.
Nudity and like in public spaces and stuff like that. It's not seen at all like that. So, Twitch, what you doing? Why?
I don't know. Are you okay with breastfeeding on Twitch streams?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, why?
Well, because if we're going to go for the argument of public spaces and stuff like that, how does that make it any different? If we're worried about, and also if you're worried about, like, what are you worried about seeing, I guess, is so much of the question here, because let's just be very clear and honest here. It's not, like, I'm not even against, like, women toplessness, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. but that's Twitch's rules on that. But that's never how children are breastfed, you know? It's so when you look at it from that perspective, it's not, there's no like actual nudity being shown. And to me, it's not a sexual thing whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It is feeding. So therefore, I don't see a reason why it had to be taken down. What guidelines does it break besides people assuming it's something sexual when it's not?
So I know Twitch's terms of service says that you can't have like a nip slip. You can't show like any kind of nipple, but watching the clip is out there. She actually posted it on her Twitter. So looking at the clip, there's no nip slip whatsoever. She's like literally just sitting there breastfeeding her baby.
This is maddening. And this is just targeting. I mean, how many Twitch streams that have, and this is no offense to any woman who does Twitch streams like this, but like wear a bikini or something like that or show cleavage. How is this any different? And there's nothing wrong with girls who do that, by the way. So therefore, why is it wrong when there's someone breastfeeding?
I don't know. I'm a little bit more conservative. So if it were me, I would not breast reap on stream. I mean, mm-hmm. I totally get it. It's very natural. I'm all for it. Go for it. But at least for myself, I wouldn't. But as long as you're kind of covered, it'd be fine, at least to me.
Well, that's what I mean. Is like they said, no nip slip. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. No, yeah. There's no nip slip
there. And there usually isn't. With how women breastfeed, because I mean, it's not like the women who are breastfeeding want to show that kind of stuff anyway. So there's so many devices of covers for breastfeeding and stuff like that. I don't know if she was using any of that, but there's so many things like that. I'm not saying we need to start, telling these women what they should be wearing on stream but what guidelines were broken? And yeah, you're not necessarily going to want to. That's fine. I mean, I know women who don't necessarily feel comfortable breastfeeding in general in public. I have a friend who has a baby right now, and whenever her baby needs to be, breastfed, she always asks me if I'm uncomfortable, and I'm not, but I could see why she's asking. That's for her own private need. But in general, I guess my main thing here is it's not sexual, which I guess is the argument people are going to try to say, but it's not. And no rules were broken. There wasn't even any nip slip. So why?
Trash Panda in our chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says there definitely was a nip slip, not 100%, mind you, but she quickly pushes the baby's face back into her boob. And then you got Nuka Darkflex saying, why are people so offended by nipples? Valiant Summer saying, this is 2019. Why is breastfeeding still an issue?
Excellent question.
And then Omega Waltall, very mad. Yeah, it's a non-issue, but weirdo creepers with a lactation fetish.
It's not even creepers with a lactation fetish at all. It's mostly just people with creepers. It is, they've done social experiments of women breastfeeding next to a woman who is basically showing like the same, if not more, of her breast in just a normal outfit. And the same men being fine with one and outraged with the other. That's the thing. It's not even like a weird lactation fetish. There's just people out there that just for whatever reason get an inordinately upset. And again, it really is that they seem to think it's a sexual thing, and it's just not. It's the weirdest thing.
I think maybe just because boobs are known for to be like a not foul play. It would be a foreplay, not foul play. I was thinking foul play. It's used for foreplay too. So maybe that's, yes, it is being sexualized, but I get it that she is just feeding her baby. That is natural, but it's just, I don't know, just the people watch her because, she's pretty, right? Like, I get it, but maybe it is just a men thing. I hate to say it, to point it out on you guys, but it's just, is it that? I mean,
I don't know. The only thing, and this is just based on things that I have read from other responses of other people on the internet, but I will say whenever an issue of breastfeeding comes up, you do get this weird reaction from a lot of, I'm sorry, cis men, but from a lot of you guys where it's like, not you guys specifically, but just a lot of men in general where it becomes this it's this weird I don't know, one person I remember who tried to basically say, well, it's because they're using their body in a way that isn't sexually pleasing to you, which I think is a little far, but I don't know. It's weird and it's frustrating and it's just, I remember how I would hear some men basically say things like, well, it'd be like if I do this sexual act, but it's not, because it's not sexual. It's someone feeding somebody. But it is true that women are women's breasts are seen as a sexual thing, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I actually am kind of against the whole idea of that women's breasts need to be censored in a way. I'm against that. That's just my personal opinion. And here's why. Because I like to equate that with men abs. That's not seen as something that needs to be covered. That's just seen as something that, to me, I think is sexual. It's attractive.
That is. That's very attractive.
Exactly. It's attractive. What have you, and stuff like that. And I see that as a similar thing when you talk about women's breasts, where it's like, it's attractive. It's not, dare I say, genitals, but it's attractive sexual feature. So to me, that's what I equate those things. So yeah, I'm like the weird hippie free the nipple kind of community, which, so say what you will about that. So that's why to me, this makes literally no sense. Because it's like, men can go shirtless jogging around and no one really bats much of an eye on it, but a woman breastfeeds and all of a sudden the whole world goes up in flames.
Yeah.
But that's just how I look at it. But even from a perspective of it is something that, should be censored. Well, most of the time it is. It's breastfeeding. But that's just
I think this is the very first instance that there's actually been breastfeeding on Twitch, because this is
the first.
I don't know, because I've never heard of breastfeeding on Twitch streams until this came up, where
maybe first like caught and first popular, I would say.
Probably. I wonder. I don't know, because I mean, you do have the option. You know, it's still a big controversy still, I guess, about breastfeeding in public, or like the woman who was breastfeeding on the bus and someone like pointed out to her, like, hey, you need to go home and do that. And then I'm like, what?
You know what I wish I could say to those people? Okay, you can either hear my screaming, crying banshee child, or we can go breastfeeding. Which are we doing today?
I like that response.
That's what I would say. To be fair, mommy shaming is like such a real and visceral thing that really makes me mad. I hate mommy shaming by other moms and by people who are never and have never been moms. It's just, it drives me nuts. So that's an example of that just, ugh. That's why I would say that. Cause no, everyone also judges a woman who, or judges a mom or a dad or whatever that has like a screaming child too. So, you know, can't win with children.
So if you are, so when or are you thinking of having kids?
Not at this moment.
Okay. But when, or if you do have kids, would you breastfeed on a Twitch stream while you're game playing?
If I needed to, yeah. If that was like, if that was the time, I'm not going to purposely try to do it. I imagine if it was like, if I was in her position, and I'm not saying this is what she should have done, but I know for me, it's kind of like however my Twitch stream schedule is, if I can work around when I think my baby needs to be fed, great. But, you know, babies are, you know, work like clockwork. They got, they need things at different old hours of the day, mm-hmm. and I got to work and make that money. So if that's what I needed to do, sure. I might still take precautions. But like, yeah, if that's what needed to happen, then I probably would try to make it as normal as possible. That's kind of what I'm all about too, anyway. So
yeah, if I did have a kid and I needed a Twitch stream as a money source, I would breastfeed on camera. But I would actually have something, you know, like covered at least.
There's things you can do for sure. You know,
there's,
you know,
like different options. Like someone said on the chat that you can actually turn off the camera and breastfeed while still game playing and breastfeeding at the same time. That's a total multitasker, by the way.
Yeah, that's, I couldn't play games. I mean, this lady Heather was not playing a game.
She's chatting.
So, you know, I think for me also, I'm a very stubborn person. And so when there's something like this, my reaction is to go, screw you, I'm doing it anyway. That's just how I work with things. So not that I would be like, oh, topless, gonna breastfeed today. But it would, you know, it's gonna be what I think is what I think I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, and sometimes you just gotta pump because it just fills up, and you're just kind of like
sometimes
sitting there.
Sometimes the kids gotta eat, you know. Like if we were feeding a kid with a bottle on stream, that's
no
not much
deal.
Different. I know it's not from my organs, but come on, baby's still gonna get food.
Yeah, I've reached out to an actual gamer mom, HyperPixie. If you don't know who HyperPixie is, HyperPixie actually does the Greenleaf Gaming with Avi, who we've had on our show before. They basically teach each other their own MMOs. So, like, HyperPixie is an expert on Elder Scrolls Online, and Avi's known for the Final Fantasy XIV community, so they teach each other the MMOs. So HyperPixie is actually a gamer mom. She currently has a 4-year-old, I think, right now. So I reached out to her for a comment because she actually has, you know, the solid behind her because she is a mom.
She has this experience which Kuki and I do not.
Thank you. I have words that I don't have in my mouth. Obviously.
Words in my brain.
So she says this mom wasn't trying to call attention to herself. She wasn't the one who wrote the article that made the situation gain attention. She was just feeding her baby. Normalizing breastfeeding is good for women as a whole and is super empowering. This lady isn't a bad mom, and props to her for standing up to the trolls by not stopping. That being said, any other moms who are thinking of going this route will need to prepare for potential backlash. If that's not something a mom wants to deal with, but still wants to stream, setting up a scene with no camera or zooming the camera in so that the baby is out of the camera shot would be a way to continue streaming while feeding your baby, which is exactly the point that I would do. Is just
solid advice.
Yes. Thank you so much, HyperPixie, for that advice. And I like what she says. You have to prepare for potential backlash if you do breastfeed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, stream. I get it. They're going to deal with it, because that's my personality.
Just don't do it with claws out like Sarah, because...
That's a great way to get banned.
Well, let us know what you think on social media. Do you think breastfeeding should be normalized on stream, or should it just be covered? Let us know on social media at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So the next topic on Not Your Player 2 is microtransactions.
How have we avoided this discussion topic? It's so
integral
to video gaming these days. Oh well, we're talking about it right now.
We were only talking about it now just because something big came up. But you know, it's just one of those things we've actually touched upon here and there, like, you know, with Dr. Mario World and Pokemon Go, mobile games especially, for sure, for microtransactions. But this one was a little bit unnerving. Not unnerving, just odd for...
disturbing, weird.
For Activision to do. So, yes, it is Activision. They came out with the Bandicoot Crash Team Nitro Fuel. So the racing game of Crash Bandicoot. Sarah, isn't this your favorite?
Yes, this was my racing game. We didn't have Nintendo consoles when I was growing up. So my like Mario Kart was Crash Team Racing, and I was very good at that game.
Oh my gosh.
So when this game was first announced, I haven't gotten it, but I kind of want to, because this is like my childhood right here.
It's been a month out. It's been, I think it came out June 21st. So Crash Team Racing Nitro Fuel came out on June 21st. During E3, they said that there was not going to be any transactions whatsoever. So it's going to be, you know, offering new content for free. This is what they said at E3. Mm-hmm. Right now, Activision says, we're coming out with something new. Yes, you're going to buy stuff. We're adding microtransactions to this game. So you can buy skins, smart cars. They basically backtrack what they said in E3, and it's like, what? So as if you were playing Crash Team right now, Sarah,
yeah,
would you still or would you buy these microtransactions?
So the problem is that, like, I probably wouldn't, because I'd probably be satisfied with the one, unless there were so few racers in the beginning game, but maybe new tracks, but I don't know. I don't play racing games that often to care that much about the extra stuff. That's the problem. But this just makes me mad. Like, did they even say anything about the backtrack?
No, they didn't even mention anything about it. They just said, okay, we're adding this new content. We're going to introduce Wumpa coins, or you can purchase blah, blah, blah for new stuff in this game. And someone pointed out, I was like, but in E3, you said there wasn't going to be any microtransactions. And that's like, why? That leaves a very bad taste in people's mouths. Yes, because, you know, you're gung-ho over this game. You're, you know, playing it.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to see, and I'm not getting a clear answer, but everyone's saying microtransaction. I was wondering if they had said we wouldn't do loot boxes, which is a specific type of microtransaction. But it just says microtransaction. They use the broad,
yes,
the broad term, right? Not specifically loot boxes, which is a type of microtransaction. They said broadly microtransactions.
Right.
So they really shot themselves in the foot over this one.
Yeah, they're actually introducing a Wumpa coin collection. That's what they call it. I don't play Bandicoot or, you know, Crash Team. I'm a Mario Kart girl. So.
Well, good for you.
So, yes, you can purchase additional coins to get more stuff, fill up your nitro gauges. It's just all around bad. Like,
Can you earn Woompa coins during the gameplay?
I think you can earn them too.
Okay.
But still,
no, it's still bad. Like, it's still microtransactions. Let's be very clear here. I'm just trying to see how they're gonna like shuffle their way out of this one. And the only thing I can think of right now is they say, well, technically you don't have to buy it, but that is a microtransaction.
It's
it's available, so you can do it. What are you talking about? A microtransaction doesn't mean like you have to do it,
right?
It just means it's there.
But still, that's like still taking a game that you really like that doesn't have anything into it, like Tetris 99.
Yes.
That doesn't have microtransaction. And if they put microtransaction into this game, I'm like, I don't know if I want to play you anymore.
Well, because they lied. Like, that's what I'm mad about. You lied to me. If you had just said, if you had said in the beginning, like, yes, we are planning on releasing new racers and maps or whatever that will be done through microtransactions, I would at least be go, okay, well, that makes sense. But you just lied to me.
Yes.
Why'd you lie? You didn't have to lie to me.
You're giving us bad faith in you.
Exactly. Makes me not want to do the thing you want me to do.
I don't know. Microtransactions are very, very iffy. Loot boxes, I get it. Like, if you're able to earn it while playing instead of, like, purchasing, that's fine to me. Because you're actually earning your stuff to do.
Yeah, that's a little different. But it is the purchasing part that's the problem. That's what makes it gambling-like. That's the problem. That's why we got that whole thing in Congress right now. Because of the worries of it, of the gambling aspect of it. But yeah, I mean, it's one thing to, like, play enough to earn things, totally. But microtransactions. It's one of those, like, now, unfortunately, it's like one of those Pandora boxes, I feel like.
I feel like it's being more accepted than anything now, though.
Yes, absolutely. Well, but the problem is that the survivability of how well a game does depends on people still earning money after development. No longer are games kind of shown like how well they're doing by their initial sales, and then naturally people aren't really going to buy that game much anymore. It's now like, how much will people still keep playing it? That's why Fortnite, true. For example, is so huge.
Yes,
because it is free to play, and then you have all these options of microtransactions through skins and stuff like that, and they are making, and that's how it keeps being relevant and keeps being able to do $3 million in first place. I definitely could see the whole like free to download and microtransaction shtick is definitely way more accepted than I am comfortable with. To the point, actually, it's interesting on phones, you know, there's lots of apps where you can download them, games where you can download for free, and they have all those microtransactions, especially like those visual novel games where they have the stupid like energy meter and stuff like that. Pay more to buy more energy so you can continue reading the story. Thanks. And all that kind of stuff, or Pokemon Go, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we've kind of unfortunately accepted it where we expect it to be free to download. And then get caught up in all the microtransactions because it was free to download. While if Pokemon Go cost, I'm going to just say, like, it would never do this, but like if it costs like $30 to download, but you got to have like once a month they deposited, you know, 50 Pokeballs into your account, nobody would do it.
Right.
That initial price, you know, and that's the problem is now we kind of have this expectation of, you know, it needs to be free to download and then kind of accept the microtransactions, which raises the price. The point I was going to make with the visual novels is I remember when the visual novel stuff was first coming to mobile, you could get two different versions. Mm-hmm. There was the version you paid for, which you could just play the game as you wanted to, or the free version with all the microtransactions and the energy bars. They no longer do that first version anymore for several games. Yeah. They don't have it like, if they do, it's because it's ad free or something like that. And it might be like $2. But otherwise, they don't like have a paid version where you can have everything unlocked for you anymore. They only will do now like the free to download and the microtransactions, which drives me nuts.
Yeah. Trash Panda TV also quoted, with popularity of the game, we would consider microtransaction aesthetic content and possibly an expansion of our enjoyable story. So, I don't know. And then Lloyd says, I miss the days where the DLC meant the game did well and people want more content instead of a way to make your $60 game a $100 game.
I hate Day 1 DLC, and you're talking to the person that played Mass Effect that did quite a bit of Day 1 DLC, but I hate Day 1 DLC with a passion. I understand that most developers have to start thinking about DLC even while the initial game's in production, but if you're launching your DLC Day 1, screw you, put on the full game.
Nico Darkflex says Path of Exile also has the same model, free content and completely carried off the back off their cosmetic microtransactions. So
cosmetic microtransactions don't bother me, because that's, in my opinion, that's just like the consumer really for falling for something stupid. Not something stupid, but like, that's why I can't get mad at Fortnite. It's free, and the only, you don't, there's no loot boxes in Fortnite as far as I know. It's all just skins, and they make so much money off of it, and I can't get mad. It's not gambling. It's not integral to the gameplay. It's just skins.
Okay. So what if it was like an indie developer? Like, you know, they're adding microtransactions, so just so they can get in a little bit more money into their industry, so they can make bigger games. Would you support them and use their microtransactions?
I will admit that I'm willing to let indie developers get away with a lot more crap than AAA developers. So yes. In fact, one of the visual novels on my phone that I was reading for quite a while was an indie developer and had a microtransaction model that kind of like made me really frustrated, actually. But the game was quite good. The story was very good, and they were indie developers, so I couldn't get that mad.
Yeah, we get it. It's a way to make money for their game, but, you know, just...
It's a Pandora's box has been opened, like, with microtransactions from 10 years ago. It's just this little thing happened, and now, basically, at this point, a game cannot survive kind of without it at this point. I mean, it can, but, like, that's not what the metrics they use anymore. The metrics have changed of how successful a video game has been, which affects, you know, your chances of getting another game or getting producers for your next game, that kind of stuff. So...
Nico Darkflex says releasing a $60 single player game having cosmetic microtransactions and paid DLC, that's not okay. I would totally get that. So, like, why don't they just have everything all bundled up together and just here's a video game for $100. Would you buy it?
Well, that's the problem, is I'm not sure if I would, because I think that's the kind of craziness about those microtransactions, is I think what literally happens is people go, I'm not going to need that. I don't need those skins. And then they get really into the game, and then they're like, I want those skins. And I think that's the reason why I don't think $100 bundle. I think some people would say they would buy it and are willing to, but not the mass public. I'm not even sure if I would.
I don't think I would either.
To me, that price difference, if it included like the DLC, I could go for that. But for things like extra skins and stuff like that, it's one of those things that I don't think I need it until I figure I need it.
Yeah, and then I was just thinking about collector's editions. They actually cost more, too, and they also include other cosmetic stuff. Then I think you have, like, Final Fantasy XIV that actually has their own cash shop where you can actually get those additional items, bonus items, too. So it's just a weird price point for everything.
I mean, and unfortunately, like, video game, when it comes, I think video game prices have kind of gotten a bit bloated over the last few years. I don't know if that means economically, if that means we're ready for another video game crash, because that would suck. Although the tariffs are probably going to cause that more than anything else that we talked about earlier. They have really gone crazy in prices, or just even when you look at other countries like Australia. There was a weird thing in Australia with video game pricing. I don't know the history very well of it, but that's why it does cost pretty much over $100 to get a video game in Australia, which is ridiculous.
What I also find a little bit ridiculous, which I don't know if it has to do with the production, exactly what you're saying. You can still buy the video game physical the same price as digitally.
Yes.
Wouldn't it cost this a little bit more with like an actual physical thing versus
it should,
or would it be less?
It should. Digital? Yeah. Digital data is so cheap. And that's kind of one of the biggest, like, I know why they do it, but it's so frustrating, especially since, I mean, physical copies are really going away these days, to the point that the people who want physical copies, I have found, are willing to pay extra for it.
Yeah.
They're willing to pay the extra cost for it. It's not that people would stop buying let me just put it this way. I have not pre-ordered my Cyberpunk 2077 yet because I'm still trying to figure out which system I want to play it on. And at first I was going to be like, well, whatever, it's digital copy. But I found out that if you pay the normal price, but it's a physical copy, you get all this extra stuff. And I'm like, that's great. And it's not even extra cost. It's the same cost as the game. And I go, wow, the digital price really doesn't need to be $60 then.
Yeah, that really doesn't make sense. But that's like a whole different story than microtransactions. Maybe it adds everything into it, but
maybe. I don't do the economics of video game industry. I just know that they make a lot of money.
And yes, that's the whole point of microtransactions. Our chat is going crazy. If you want to find it out, you got to come to our chat. Again, we stream here at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. I think that will do it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on Not Your Player 2. Join us for the discussion, just like Trash Panda, Nuka Darkflex, Lloyd, West2K, Valiant Summer, K-Perma, I already said Lloyd twice. The Pelican, thank you again for joining us. You can find Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. We'll definitely read it in the show. Again, leave us a review because I do want to read it. Leave us a review. I'm going to say it again. Leave us a review. Checkpoint XP is where you can find checkpointxp.com. I'm sorry, is where you can find more information, news, interviews, and our other shows, including our national syndicated flagship radio show, Checkpoint XP, and as well as our other podcasts, such as The Other Identity, our comics pop culture with Robbie and Joe. You got Low Team Damage for Overwatch and Overwatch League, and the Checkpoint XP podcast is back. So go ahead and check that out. Thank you again so much for joining us here at Not Your Player 2, and hope we're signing off.
Bye-bye.